Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll visit the Everglades, have some songs about a particular rodent, take a musical trip to Illinois, have some arboreal songs, and talk about the weather. On this day, December 6th, back in 1947, Everglades National Park in Florida was dedicated by President Harry S. Truman, who said, "Here are no lofty peaks seeking the sky, no mighty glaciers or rushing streams wearing away the uplifted land. Here is land tranquil in its quiet beauty, serving not as the source of water, but as the last receiver of it. To its natural abundance, we owe the spectacular plant and animal life that distinguishes this place from all others in our country." So in this first set, we're going to take a musical trip to the Everglades. Here's Thomas Morris and his Seven Hot Babies. Thank you.
kisses that are sweet as honey, then hard to get it, then a Scotch friend's money. Suffering papa, she certainly me, stingiest mama I have ever seen. She's just a gal who loves the storm. She may bend, but she won't fall. Hard to get dirty, then hard to get down.
Thank you.
We began our little musical trip to the Everglades with Thomas Morris and his Seven Hot Babies and Blues from the Everglades from November 12, 1926. That was followed by Hard to Get Gertie from a Banner 78 waxed in June of 1926 and Windy City Stomp recorded by Edison on December 28, 1926. So what do those two records have to do with the Everglades? Well, they were both by Joe Candulo and his Everglades Orchestra, and the vocalist on Hard to Get Gertie was violinist and bandleader Joe Candulo himself. Today, December 6, marks the birth in 1886 of poet Joyce Alfred Kilmer, most famous for his poem Trees, which was written on February 2, 1913, but wasn't about or inspired by any one specific tree. The poem has been set to music by a number of people, but the most recognizable tune is the one by Oscar Rasbach. Joyce Kilmer was killed in action during World War I on July 30, 1918. So here in honor of Joyce Kilmer is a set of rapidly rotating records about trees, beginning with Earl Burtnett and his Los Angeles Biltmore Hotel Orchestra.
Thank you. Chestnut tree, I loved her and she loved me. There she used to sit upon my knee, beneath the spreading chestnut tree. There beneath the boughs we used to meet, all her kisses were so sweet. And the little birds went tweet, 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 beneath the spreading chestnut tree. I said I love you, and there ain't no ifs or buts. She said I love you, and the blacksmith shouted,
chestnuts!
Underneath the spreading chestnut tree, there she said she'd marry me. Now you ought to see our family, beneath the spreading chestnut tree. Thank you.
underneath the spreading chestnut tree. I loved her and she loved me. There she used to sit upon my knee, neath the spreading chestnut tree. There beneath the boughs we used to meet, all her kisses were so sweet. All the little birds went tweet, 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 neath the spreading chestnut tree. I said, I love you, and there ain't no ifs or buts. She said, I love you, and the blacksmith shouted, chestnuts. Underneath the spreading chestnut tree, there she said she'd marry me. Now you ought to see our family, neath the spreading chestnut tree.
Oscar Rabin and his Romani band with Billy Nichols and the Romaniacs performing the vocal on The Chestnut Tree, written by Jimmy Kennedy, Tommy Connor, and Hamilton Kennedy. That recording on the Rex label was made at the Hammersmith Palais de Danse on January 11, 1939. The Hammersmith Palais Ballroom in London opened in 1919, hosting the original Dixieland Jazz Band in April of that year, and it served as an entertainment venue until April of 2007. Before that, it was trombonist Mickey Guy and his Rose Tree Cafe and Rose Tree Strut, a Mickey Guy composition from around September 4th of 1925. The Rose Tree Cafe was located in Media, Pennsylvania, outside of Philadelphia, and the restaurant was open until the 1970s. Rose Tree Strut was preceded by Bernie Cummins and his orchestra and Poplar Street Blues. That Jeanette 78 was recorded in Cincinnati, Ohio on January 22, 1925. We began that arboreal set with Earl Burnett and his Los Angeles Biltmore Hotel Orchestra and their rendition of Trees. The vocalist on that October 12, 1927 Columbia recording is unidentified. Yesterday, December 5th, marked the birth in 1901 of Walt Disney, creator of Mickey Mouse, who made his debut on November 18, 1928 in Steamboat Willie at the Colony Theater in New York City. So here's a set of Mickey Mouse songs, beginning with Ben Burney and All the Lads.
Your dog bow wow, your cat meow. I know that you can milk a cow, but Mickey makes me laugh and howl, and I want Mickey now.
So where's that freaky mouse?
That flicky, wacky, wicky, Bolsheviki Mickey Mouse. Vote, ladies and gentlemen, vote for Mickey Mouse.
Hey!
And make him our next president.
Hooray!
The Congress, he is sure to say, meow, meow, okay, okay, yeah, yeah, yes, yes, see, wee wee, how dry I am. Have one on me, and then he'll cry. Give me the back, give me my axe. I'll cut your tax. He'll show us all what can be done when he's in Washington. So let's give the good old White House to Tricky, Wacky, Wicky, Bolsheviki, Mickey Mouse.
And even Grandma wants to waltz, 'cause Mickey Mouse and Minnie's in town.
What a celebration! We will show to the nation, folks are here for miles around.
No one's home and napping, 'cause they're wondering what will happen now that Mickey Mouse and Minnie's in town.
Oh,
telephones are busy.
Hello.
Daddy's getting dizzy.
Even baby AB wants to go watching Mickey wrestle. Minnie off the
wash your face and finish up. You better eat your spinach up, 'cause Mickey Mouse and Minnie's in town. Minnie's Mickey is cute and tricky, and though he isn't so tall,
in the hero's great hall, he's the monster of them all.
Clarabelle the cow makes a moo and howl when she hears his footfall.
Horace chaps in his stall, Mickey's monster of them all.
Pluto the pup with a kiss wakes Mickey up,
flapping his ears with joy.
Even the daisy on Minnie's hat is crazy,
for Minnie's Mickey boy.
Just for him the snails wag their tails, and potatoes open their eyes.
Look at him with surprise, Mickey's monster of them all.
He's the monster of them all. Hear the bells are ringing, everybody is singing, pink confetti's raining down.
Here's a turning somersault, and even Grandma wants to walk, 'cause Mickey Mouse and Minnie's in town.
What a celebration, we will show to the nation, folks are here from miles around.
No one's home and napping, 'cause they're wondering what will happen now that Mickey Mouse and Minnie's in town. Oh,
telephones are busy.
Hello.
Watching Mickey wrestle, Minnie off a trestle, while he knocks the villain down.
Wash your face and finish up, you better reach your spinach up, 'cause Mickey Mouse and Minnie's in town.
Mickey Mouse and Minnie's in town.
Mickey Mouse, you're a hit at the movie shows. Everyone neath the sun loves you, goodness knows. To all children near and far, you're the favorite movie star. Mickey Mouse, we all love you so. Mickey Mouse, we want you to know. We laugh at your mousy talk, love to see your mousy walk. Every wiggle makes us giggle, tricky Mickey Mouse.
We began that rodent set with Ben Burney and his orchestra, with Ben and all the lads providing the vocal on What? No Mickey Mouse? From October 23rd, 1934. Next, it was Don Bester and his orchestra with the DeMarco Girls and Frank Sherry doing the vocalizing on Mickey Mouse and Minnie's in Town. That was from September 25th, 1933, and was written by Ann Ronell, who also brought us Willow Weep for Me the previous year. That was followed by the Varsity Eight and Mickey Mouse, You Cute Little Feller. Billy Murray and the orchestra performed the vocal on that May 8, 1931 recording on the Perfect label. We finished up with the International Novelty Orchestra from October of 1936 and Mickey Mouse's Birthday Party, written by Charlie Tobias, Bob Rothberg, and Joseph Meyer. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and shamrockradio.com. Quick, which is the 21st state? Yep, Illinois, which was admitted to the Union on December 3, 1818, and is also known as the Prairie State. Illinois' state flower is the violet, and the state bird is the cardinal. So here to commemorate Illinois' statehood is a set of Rapidly Rotating Records about Illinois, beginning with the Arcadian Serenaders.
Thank you. out in Cairo, where the sun beats down with all its might. Out in Cairo, where a big red moon shines every night, where the balmy breezes are blowing, where the rippling waters are flowing. To my native land, if you are going, don't forget to take in all the sights. When you drop off at Cairo, Illinois, a delegation at the station will meet you. You're bound to like each Cairo girl and boy. Each native's manner is so hale and hearty. It's like a family party down where the old Ohio flows. To the Mississippi, you'll find a new kind of joy. A brand of sunshine you will find that's hotter than the Egypt kind. When you drop off at musty, dusty Cairo, Illinois. When you drop off at Cairo, Illinois, a delegation at the station will meet you. You're bound to like each Cairo girl and boy. They know each latest song and newest story. They've just learned Annie Laurie down where the old Ohio flows. To the Mississippi, you'll find a new kind of joy. High Henry's minstrels are immense, but John Drew plays to 80 cents when he drops off at musty, dusty Cairo, Illinois.
Thank you.
Dan Russo and his Oriole Orchestra from September 14th, 1929, and the Illinois Loyalty Song. That was preceded by Billy Murray once again, and When You Drop Off at Cairo, Illinois, composed by Cliff Hess with the lyric by Ray Getz. Cairo, Illinois is the southernmost town in Illinois, and being located at the confluence of the Mississippi and Ohio rivers, it was an important steamboat port in the 19th century, hence its reference in songs. We began our tribute to Illinois with the Arcadian Serenaders and Back Home in Illinois, written by Coleman Getz, Sam Stepped, and Milton Charles. The vocalist on that October 26, 1925 OK recording was Morty Livingston. It was made in St. Louis, Missouri, home of the Arcadia Ballroom where the band played, hence the Arcadian Serenaders. Last week, December 3rd, marked the birth in 1838 of Cleveland Abbey. Who the heck is Cleveland Abbey, I hear you cry? Well, he's not a musician or composer, but was the first meteorologist with the U.S. Weather Bureau. We can't do anything about the weather, but we can play some songs about it, beginning with the California Ramblers.
A sly little sunbeams are hugging the mill stream. A lazy old frog sits on a log. Lazy weather, lazy weather. Lord, it's hot. Too lazy for wishing, too hot to go fishing, but I don't mind. The air may be musty, the roads may be dusty, that's just my kind. Then you'll find it's great to be snoozing where sap is just oozing, and that's what it's meant by peace and content. Hearts with a love song go along with lazy weather.
Thank you. any weather rolls, everybody knows I found you in the rain, covered with a mist, where the lips I kissed and long to kiss again. When my rainbow faded and nobody seemed to care, in the garden of my heart I looked and found you there. Rainy weather rolls, everybody knows that I love you.
We started off that meteorological set with the California Ramblers and Lazy Weather, written by Peter DeRose and Joe Trent. The vocalist on that March 29, 1927 recording was Arthur Fields. I understand that the El Niño weather pattern, which generally brings us rain here in Southern California, usually results in fewer Atlantic hurricanes during the season and that there were none this year. But we just had a hurricane courtesy of Red and Miff Stompers from an Edison 78 wax November 10, 1926. Next, it was Adrian Schubert and his Salon Orchestra and Rainy Weather Rose from January 28, 1930. The vocalist there was Irving Kaufman. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.